Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1773. Visible translated text is as follows. Question, on your hips at all? Answer, no. Question. Well, did he make any effort at all to pick up your lower limbs? Answer, yes, sir. Question, and your dress? Answer, yes, sir, while I was sitting down talking to him. Question, how long ago was that? Answer, it has been 2 years ago in March. Question, what did you say after staying there? Answer, well, did I say? Question, yes. Answer, why, I just quit. I didn't go back anymore until Saturday, and I went back for my money and I found out it didn't suit me. I thought he had the wrong girl. Question, have you ever had any experience in this work? Answer, no, sir. He had no experience. Question, what kind of experiment did he make you forelady over? Answer, on the fourth floor, as well as I remember, but there was a foreman there, I don't remember his name. I didn't remember Mr. Frank's name until his picture came out in the paper. I didn't think about him anymore. It passed my mind. Jimmy Wren, sworn for the movant. I know R.P. Barrett and worked with him at the National Pencil Factory. It is true that I met Barrett near the corner of Marietta and Forsyth Streets not long after the trial of Leo M. Frank and talked to him about the case and other matters. It is not true that I told Barrett that I was in a position to make a barrel of money if he would go to New Orleans and change his statement in the Frank case. At the time of the conversation, Barrett complained that he was out of work and hard up and asked me to induce Burke to get his job back at the factory, and I told him that I would speak to Burke about it, but did not think Burke would undertake to do anything of that kind. At the time of the conversation, I told Barrett that I was going to New Orleans and that I would like Barrett to go with me. He did not like to go by myself, and Barrett stated he would be glad to go as there was nothing to do in Atlanta. I made arrangements to meet Barrett at the terminal station within a day or two, and Barrett met me there and told me that his wife would not permit him to leave the city. I again conversed with Barrett at a later date about going to New Orleans for the purpose of securing work, and we met at a certain appointed time, but Barrett again stated that it would be impossible for him to leave the city at all, as his father and wife strenuously objected. At a later date, I met Barrett on the street, and he told me that he was engaged in writing a history of the Frank case, but complained that his lack of education hampered him, and I told Barrett that I had a friend named Kelly writing up a history of the case, who would, in all probability, assist him. I told Burke of this, who rented a room at the Kimball House, and I brought Barrett to Burke's room and introduced him as Mr. Dot Kelly, and I was present during the entire conversation. I heard Barrett tell Burke that